Hi, welcome to Talking and Reading from Japan. I'm your host, Hidemi Woods. Here, I'm reading my books and talk about it or talk about anything that I feel like talking to you. I hope you enjoy with me. Today, I'll read an episode from one of the books I wrote, titled An Old Tree in Kyoto. Today's episode is called Protecting a Successor, which is about my late grandmother on my mother's side. Protecting a successor. The New Year's holiday was the only time in a year that wives were allowed to spend the night at their parents' home, as a custom of my hometown. My mother used to stay overnight at her parents' home once a year, in New Year accordingly, along with my father, my younger sister, and me. An earthquake occurred when I stayed at my grandparents' house one New Year. When the earthquake happened, it was early in the morning, and I was sleeping with my sister between my parents and my grandmother on the tatami floor. Although it wasn't a big one, my grandmother jumped out of her futons and without hesitation, grabbed me to carry me down the hallway. She was dragging me with all her strength rather than carrying me because I was 11 years old and already quite big. Her reflex action seemed absurd to all of us since I could have run faster by myself. She said I was her responsibility and she couldn't let anything happen to me. I was considered to be a successor of the family by then, and she believed my family was decent. I realized how much pressure she had been under since she gave a daughter, my mother, in marriage to the family. Her reaction to the earthquake proved how important she thought I was. That is, important for her obligation to make me succeed the family. That was today's episode. My grandmother on my mother's side was very unique person who was so likable and funny and bright and very, very smart. I really liked her because back then, I lived with my grandparents on my father's side. And my grandmother, with whom I lived, was so strict. And I was terrified at her. So compared to her, my grandmother on my mother's side was so gentle, kind, and nice to me. So I really liked her much better than my grandmother on my father's side. But I didn't live with her, so the rare visit, any visit I've got was so precious, 'cause that was the not so many opportunity to see her and to spend time with her. She treated me so nicely each and every time, and somehow she treated me like a special person. And I realized that was because she thought I would be the one who succeeded, who would succeed the family, and that was a big pressure and responsibility of hers, because when my grandmother made my mother married to my father, that was the main chief purpose. To make my mother be a successor's mother. So for her, my mother was a tool to make that tie between two families strong, and so was really important to her to see my mother have a child, and a child who will be eventually a successor of the family. And but my mother had two daughters, me and my younger sister. And I know my grandmother, in her deep mind, she wanted a grandson instead of granddaughter, 'cause it was easier to become a successor of a family rather than a daughter who would need to have her husband get her husband into the family when she gets married in the future. And having a son as a successor was much simpler, because just from the point of parents' view, just to make him succeed the family. They just need to find someone decent and make him get married with her and have a child. That's it. So I sensed all of my family members, my grandparents, my grandparents on both sides, and my parents also wanted a son as a successor. And I think they waited for a son to be born, but my mother didn't have a son. And so as a firstborn, I was regarded as a successor of the family. And that made my grandmother or not just my grandmother, all my family members' attitude different. I was treated, in hindsight, I was treated like a special person, or they weren't so friendly. They were rather tense. When they were with me, and as a child, I didn't know why they treated me differently, but without knowing the reason, I knew I was treated somehow weirdly or differently compared to my compared to their attitude toward my younger sister was a big difference between their attitudes toward me and my younger sister. And so they thought they were raising not just a child, but a successor. They deeply expected me to succeed the family. So they raised me that way, putting that kind of thought into my brain. And so they I preferred them to be I preferred them be friendly to me, to be treated specially. but they regarded me so important, maybe. So they were so strict and try to make me think I was a successor and responsible for the family. And although my grandmother on my mother's side was gentle and kind and generous to me, she also felt pressure, because she, I think she thought little bit responsible not to give a son, grandson, as a successor to my family. So, she really cherished me and respected me in a way. But on that New Year morning, when I saw my grandmother's response to the sudden crisis, like an earthquake, just I was stunned at how important she had thought I was, 'cause she was near panic, yet just tried to get me out of the house by all by her strength. And just she just didn't think any other person's survival. Her intention was only my survival. And I never thought she had regarded me that much until then. So I was surprised, but at the same time, it was so funny, her panicky reaction toward me. And my grandparent house was a big farmer's house of an old fashion, and so my grandparents was lived in an annex part of the house, but although the house was big, the entrance was only one. There was one front door. So when the earthquake occurred, my grandmother had to carry me to that front door, going down the hallway, all the way through the annex, and the real house. So I was heavy, so she was dragging me, and she just tried to get me out of the house and tried to save my life, ignoring other members, ignoring everybody else. And when I asked her, all of us asked her, "What were you doing to my grandmother?" She said, "Because this is the successor. She is the successor. We have to protect her," she said. I learned how importantly she thought she treated me on that day, but sadly, all their special treatment toward me sort of be was were wasted, because when I grew up, I decided not to succeed the family eventually and left home to everybody's big, huge, gigantic disappointment. And so I think my grandmother also felt like she was betrayed by me, but still she clung to a small hope, a faint hope that I would change my mind and come home someday. So after I left home and started living by myself in Tokyo, she often called me up and she called me just to ask me when I got married, or when I came home, or when I succeeded the family. And she just pressed to get married someone and to have a child. Just to tell those things to me, she often called me early in the morning when I lived in a small apartment in Tokyo. So I thought it was funny because she still had hope that I would become a successor of the family, and she was persistent in nature, so she wouldn't give up. and but I didn't come home and didn't succeed the family, but I think she had held on to that hope until she died, and she really she passed away without knowing. I really didn't succeed the family, but it was good for her not to know that ending. Well, that is all for today. Thanks for listening. I hope you join me again here. Until next time, take care and be well. Thank you.